Connect the Dots. Newsletter of the South Carolina State Library Talking Book Services. Volume 39, Issue 3. Summer 2013. 2013 Student Art Gallery Awards and Reception. Meet Lyric Bratcher. She is a student at the South Carolina School for the Deaf and Blind. She is also an accomplished artist. She is the winner of the State Librarian Award and first place in her age group for her pencil drawing titled Taking Flight. On May 16th, we hosted the reception and award ceremony for the 2013 Student Art Gallery Celebrate Art Competition. We had 24 entries ranging from age 6 to 21. All artists needed to be students and have a visual impairment, blindness, or a disability. Of those 24 entries, we selected 9 winners. Congratulations, Lyric! 2013 Student Art Gallery Celebrate Art Winners. Age group, 6 to 10. First place, Jason Mendez, Ridgeland, South Carolina. Second place, Corey Thompson, Spartanburg, South Carolina. Third place, Felicity Adams, Clover, South Carolina. Age group, 11 to 14. First place, Jaquan Jenkins, Orangeburg, South Carolina. Second place, Victoria Tebow, Simpsonville, South Carolina. Third place, Chase Hanna, Great Falls, South Carolina. Age group, 15 and older. First place, Lyric Bratcher, Conway, South Carolina. Second place, Matthew Cloninger, Spartanburg, South Carolina. Third place, Devin Carter, North Augusta, South Carolina. State Librarian Award, Lyric Bratcher, Conway, South Carolina. All artwork entered in this competition was completed by South Carolina students who are visually impaired, blind, or disabled. The art will hang in the South Carolina State Library for 1 year. The State Librarian Award-winning art will be permanently on display at the State Library. Though the ones listed above received the prizes, everyone who entered was truly a winner because they created something they were proud of. Don't forget! Magazines on digital cartridges that are in the rigid red containers must be returned. If you do not return them, you could temporarily lose magazine service. Please flip the card and return them. Using the bookshelf feature. To read cartridges with multiple books or magazines, go to bookshelf mode. Insert cartridge in player. Press and hold play/stop until you hear it say bookshelf. Press rewind or fast forward to select book. Then press play again to listen. The South Carolina State Library presents The Speaker at the Center, free lunchtime author talks. Location, South Carolina State Library, 1500 Senate Street, Columbia, South Carolina. Time, noon to 1 p.m. Wednesday, September 18th. Patricia Moore Pastides, Greek Revival from the Garden, Growing and Cooking for Life. This second book by USC's First Lady teaches novice gardeners and cooks how to pursue a healthy lifestyle. Thursday, October 17th. John Seeley, Coosie Basin, the Green Heart of South Carolina. The Coosie Basin, located along the Congaree, Wateree, and Upper Santee Rivers, features some of the most significant biological, historical, and cultural resources in North America. Friday, November 22nd, Mary White and Martha Severance, More Than a Likeness, The Enduring Art of Mary White. An intimate look into the life and inspiring work of a renowned watercolorist. Thursday, December 12th, Palmer, Satch Krantz, and Monique Jacobs, Riverbank Zoo and Garden, 40 Wild Years. A 40th anniversary celebration of this award-winning zoo and botanical garden in South Carolina. Thursday, January 23rd, 2014. James L. Underwood, Deadly Censorship, Murder, Honor, and Freedom of the Press. The definitive examination of the true story of an epic South Carolina murder trial that shocked the nation. Speaker at the Center is free and open to the public. Bring your lunch and enjoy learning more about South Carolina. The South Carolina Center for the Book is the South Carolina affiliate of the Library of Congress Center for the Book and is a cooperative project of the South Carolina State Library, the University of South Carolina School of Library and Information Science, and the Humanities Council. Spread the word. If you know someone who qualifies to use Talking Book services, have them call us. We can send them an application and get them started reading again in no time. New children's books locally recorded. DSC 000514, Chowder by Peter Brown. DSC 000515, The Fabulous Bouncing Chowder by Peter Brown. DSC 000516, Bear in Love by Daniel Pinkwater. DSC 000517, Louie by Will Hillenbrand. DSC 000518, The Curious Garden by Peter Brown. DSC 000519, My Book Box by Will Hillenbrand. DSC 000520, You Will Be My Friend by Peter Brown. DSC 000521, Creepy Carrots by Aaron Reynolds. DSC 000522, Dave the Potter, Artist, Poet, Slave by Laban Carrick Hill. Try some of our new summer reads in large print. Fiction, LP 21397, Merry Christmas, Alex Cross, by James Patterson. LP 21407, The First Mountain Man, Preacher's Massacre, by William Johnstone. LP 21414, Union Pacific, by Zane Grey. LP 21416, Midnight at Marble Arch, a Charlotte and Thomas Pitt novel, by Ann Perry. LP 21417, Miss Julia Stirs Up Trouble, by Ann B. Ross. LP 21420, Calculated in Death, by J.D. Robb. LP 21425, Yesterday Once More, by Debbie McCumber. LP 21432, 13 Moons, by Charles Frazier. LP 21464, Inferno, by Dan Brown. LP 21481, Silken Prey, by John Sanford. LP 21485, The Time Between Us, by Karen White. LP 21486, Lost Daughters, by Mary Monroe. LP 21489, Sea Glass Island, by Cheryl Woods. LP 21500, Sweet Salt Air, by Barbara Dolinsky. Nonfiction. LP 21370, No Easy Day, The First-Hand Account of the Mission That Killed Osama Bin Laden, by Mark Owen. LP 21371, Killing Kennedy, The End of Camelot, by Bill O'Reilly. LP 21378, Life is a Gift, The Zen of Bennett, by Tony Bennett. LP 21381, Michael Douglas, A Biography, by Mark Elliott. LP 21428, Gods at War, Defeating the Idols That Battle for Your Heart, by Kyle Eidelman. LP 21503, Answering the Call, The Doctor Who Made Africa His Life, The Remarkable Story of Albert Schweitzer, by Ken Jire. To receive an up-to-date bibliography of the new large print books, please call the library at 1-800-922-7818 or 803-734-4611. Thank you. Donors, Mary H. Owings, in memory of Ed Owings. Jane Griffin, in memory of Dr. Robert Bob Taylor, William Jefferson Montgomery, Jr., Nancy Sanders Gall. Margaret Sanders, Anne S. Smith, Robert L. Helmley, Judy Young. Donations make it possible for us to purchase large print books, assistive devices, and much more. Loan periods. Books, 1 month. DVDs, 1 week. Renewals, no more than twice. We do not charge fines, but others also want to read, so be sure to return your items in a timely manner. Thank you. End of Connect the Dots. This newsletter is available in large print, in Braille, digital cartridge, and at www.statelibrary.sc.gov/BPH in print or audio formats. The announcements of products and services in this newsletter should not be considered an endorsement or recommendation by the library. Products and services are listed free of charge for the benefit of our readers. The library cannot be responsible for the reliability of products or services mentioned. This recording has been narrated by Carrie Stubbs in the studio of the South Carolina State Library, Talking Book Services, July 2013.